DW Africa Link.
Ethiopia and Somalia. The relationship between these two neighboring countries in the Horn of Africa has been marked by historical tensions. That involves territorial disputes, regional security concerns, and the role of Somaliland, a self-declared independent state that Somalia considers part of its territory. Recent diplomatic efforts are, however, being made to improve ties. We'll soon hear from Somalia's Minister for Information, Dawood Awais. So what is the current situation and what more needs to be done to thaw relations between both sides? That's what's coming up. I am Eddie Micah Jr. and you are welcome to Africa Link, the podcast connecting you to the stories that matter.
Africa Link, every weekday here on DW.
At the start of the year 2025, Ethiopia announced that it would collaborate with a new African Union force against Islamist Al-Shabaab insurgents in Somalia, which is set to deploy later this month. Now, what makes this interesting is that Somalia had previously indicated that Ethiopian troops would not take part due to strained relations between the two countries. That's after landlocked Ethiopia signed a maritime agreement with a breakaway region of Somaliland to gain access to the coast. But thanks to a deal brokered by Turkey, the two neighbors have agreed to ease tensions and move towards peaceful coexistence. For more on this, I have the pleasure of welcoming Dawood Awais, Somalia's Minister for Information. I also have my colleague Negash Mohammed, who is a senior editor from DW's Amharic Department. Mr. Awais, how would you describe relations between your country, Somalia, and Ethiopia?
Thank you very much. And Somalia and Ethiopia are neighboring countries that should have lived in peace and harmony. But historically, there were some conflicts that took place between the two countries. And in the last 20 years, we have been trying to make sure that we rebuild a relation based on cooperation and the trust and also confidence between the two countries. But that was a little bit hampered last year by some issues that were related to Ethiopia's having a close an arrangement with a region in Somaliland. But luckily, we made to have the Ankara Declaration made on December in Ankara, which has cleared the way for both countries to start refreshing their relations. And we are at that stage that we are now making trust-building meetings and we are in discussion. So things are going the right direction as we speak now.
Right. So you're saying that relations between Ethiopia and Somalia is heading in the right direction. So, because you touched on something which is very important. Last year, Ethiopia and Somalia experienced a hostile relation that was due to the memorandum of understanding that Ethiopia signed with Somaliland. What is the status of that agreement? What do you make of it?
And that agreement is off now, has been cancelled because of the talks that took place in Ankara, because of the diplomatic words and the diplomatic arrangement made by the Turkish government and the other stakeholders. We came to conclusion and put it in the declaration itself that anything that has caused problems to the relations between the two countries is left behind, which means that the memorandum of understanding including it. And from there, we accepted that we have to start a new page, a new chapter of cooperation. And we really need each other because Ethiopia has been supporting Somalia in state building and in regards of sending troops to Somalia who have been helping Somalia. And Somalia, as a neighboring country, appreciates that support from Ethiopia. And we think that a new chapter can really help both countries. If you look at the cooperation of other regions in the region, you find that the benefits that they get when they are living in stability and harmony is much better than creating more conflict. So we think that there is a need for both countries to understand that there is a necessity for the cooperation for the benefit of the two countries and also for the whole region. Because when we cooperate, we might get more benefits and more advantage than creating conflicts.
Right, right. Okay, so Negash, you've heard what Dawood Awais, Somalia's Minister for Information, has just said regarding relations between his country, Somalia, and your country, Ethiopia. Obviously, as a journalist here covering the issue, how would you describe the current relations between Ethiopia and Somalia? Are you on the same page?
with Mr. Awes. Now, since September or October, things are looking very good. I mean, the relationship since Turkey took the, I think, to bring the two sides into a negotiating table. And there is also this agreement that was made between the two sides. And that, I think, has helped to diffuse the tension that was there since last year, since the beginning of 2024, when Ethiopia signed this so-called Memorandum of Understanding with Somaliland. It was really basically unnecessary to just enter in such kind of crisis for both, be it for Mogadishu or for Ethiopia, Addis Ababa. But unfortunately, it has happened and it took many nerves. And we were, I mean, things were very frustrating during the last year. But now this time around, at least the propagandas from both sides have been reduced, diffused. We are just hearing positive kind of things from both sides. And the Ethiopian Minister of Defense has visited Mogadishu, I think it was last week. And it looks things are going in the right direction, as Mr. Awes has put it.
Okay, so where does this leave relations between Ethiopia and Somaliland?
It's not clear. Mr. Awes has said that the MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding between Addis Ababa and Hargeisa, has been cancelled, but I haven't heard from the Ethiopian side or from the other side, from Hargeisa. They say that it is, after all, a memorandum of understanding. It's not a clear agreement, or it has not yet approved. It was said when it was signed that within a month, the two parties will approve it. But still, it is there. I mean, it hangs on the balance. We don't know. I mean, officially, they have not yet cancelled.
Minister Dawood, so are you against Ethiopia having any sort of relationship with semi-autonomous Somaliland, which considers itself independent from Somalia?
Somalia and Ethiopia are neighboring countries that should live in harmony and cooperation. And when it comes to dealing with some regions in Somalia, still the gates are open for Ethiopia to have relations with Somalia and also to benefit from Somalia, and the vice versa, Ethiopia and Somalia to benefit from Ethiopia. And the issue you raised about the relations or cooperation, we know that there are some sort of arrangement that Ethiopia uses the Berbera port in Somaliland, and there are some other businesses that go between the two sides. That is something normal that countries that are neighboring should do and should exercise. But always there has to be the sovereignty issue, that both countries should respect the sovereignty of each other. And if there's any arrangement that Ethiopia wants to do in Somalia, whether in one region or the other region, Somalia is ready to have collaboration with Ethiopia, but it has to be based on respecting the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of Somalia. That is the base and the principal thing that cannot be negotiated. For the issues of Ethiopia having a good relations with Somalia will depend on how the mutual benefit of both countries will be. And I repeat again that the issue of sovereignty has to be there. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be very beneficial for both countries.
Right. It's a very key point that you just raised, because basically you're saying that the strength of the relationship between Somalia and Ethiopia will depend on respecting sovereignty. In this case, directly or indirectly, you're referring to how Ethiopia deals with Somaliland, not just directly, but you believe through Somalia as a sovereign country. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're very correct. You're very correct. Because as we know that Somalia is one country, Somaliland is a part of Somalia, and all other regions that are existing in Somalia based on the federal system that we are exercising, they all belong to Somalia, and they come under the central government of Somalia. And when it comes to cooperation between the two countries, as I earlier said, we don't oppose such kind of a cooperation to take between our people, our movement of people, or exchanging businesses. But always the issue of sovereignty of Somalia and the sovereignty of both countries should be respected from each other.
It takes two to tango, right? It means that understanding must also be clear in Somaliland. What are the discussions going on? What is Somalia's relationship with Somaliland in this case?
And for the last 10 years, there have been ongoing talks between Somalia and the Somaliland region, discussing about the grievances that Somaliland people have expressed after the civil war that took place many, many years ago. And we believe that resuming those talks will be the only way or the only option to make sure that we address every grievance that any Somali region has, so that to bring the Somali country together. Because we went through a lot of challenges during the military regime. There were some conflicts that took place in different regions in Somalia, including Somaliland, which has really suffered under the regime of Siad Barre. And that should not be an excuse of seceding or dividing Somalia. We are ready to have to continue with the discussions. And with the new administration in Hargeisa, we think that they will have that spirit as well, to sit with us and discuss about the way forward of bringing Somalia, Somali people together, and then leaving behind all the grievances that had happened in the past.
Right. Nagash, coming to you, is it clear that Ethiopia understands the position of Somalia, that Ethiopia has to be extra careful with its relations with Somaliland?
Well, it has to be. I mean, they have to think about two, three ways before they just do something that may affect Mogadishu. But at the same time, Somalia also needs to understand the interest and the sticking point that Ethiopia is trying to do. That is, a country with more than 120 million people to just stay without a port would be, unnecessary. And at the same time, it would be a crisis for the region. And both sides need to come together. I mean, the minister has tried several times that the two countries are neighbors. They are not only neighbors. They are sharing the same kind of people between the two borders, and they are sharing the same kind of economic and cultural activities. So it's beyond, neighborhood that they need to come together, at least to deal with some issues that may benefit both of them. So they need to discuss all these things, to discuss genuinely, to solve the problems, and also at least to refrain. Last time, Mogadishu has invited Egypt. We know the relationship between Ethiopia and Egypt since we were born and even before. So we have this time around the Nile issue, the big dam Ethiopia is building, and the interest of Egypt and other actors in the region. So both sides need to understand each other and to come together to solve the problems and to help each other, so that maybe the two sides can benefit.
Mr. Awais, what do you make of the submission by Nagash?
I think it's very true, because we know the history of this region. Somalia and Ethiopia cannot be separated. They are neighbors, and they are also brothers and sisters. And neighbors do not leave each other. We will live together until this world ends. And we have to make sure that we bring more issues that can bring us together, rather than creating things that can set us apart. When it comes to the population of Ethiopia, it is true. And that's why in my comments, I say that both countries need each other, and we need Ethiopia and Somalia, and Ethiopia also needs us. When you look at the business or interest or economic interest, having a neighbor that has got more than 100 million is a good market. So we have to take advantage of that, and Ethiopia also should feel the benefit. What we are talking here about is to make sure that we need the cooperation, but we have to follow the proper channels of achieving that. We know that Ethiopia now is using the port of Djibouti in the neighboring country. Sometimes they use the port of Berbera. We can all make these arrangements in a smooth way, and by following the international rules, by following respecting neighborness and cooperation that exists in the region. We have the UNCLOS, an arrangement by the United Nations of how countries that are landlocked can live together with their neighbors who have got sea access. So all these arrangements are clear, and they need to be worked on to make to show it that it's creating more cooperation and not making an image of a conflict or trying to intimidate or maybe to use other norms that are not helpful. What we are talking about is, yes, we understand the challenge that the Ethiopian people are facing, but we are ready also to sit together and find the proper channels that can work. We have such arrangements in the region. Look what's happening in the landlocked countries of Rwanda. They all use the ports of Dar es Salaam and Mombasa. And it's a commercial way of integration. It's a commercial way that brings jobs and economic boost or economic recovery for this country. So we are open also to exercise such arrangements, which is going to help both of us.
Right. So Ethiopia announced that it will collaborate with a new African Union force against Islamist Al-Shabaab insurgents in Somalia. That has been a serious challenge in Somalia for years now. Actually, the African Union force is set to deploy later this month. Somalia had previously indicated that Ethiopian troops would not participate due to strained relations that we've been talking about. What does that mean for you now that Ethiopia is going to collaborate with this force to help fight against Al-Shabaab insurgents in Somalia?
After the Ankara declaration, there have been talks between the two sides. And recently, as my colleague said, there was a delegation that came from Ethiopia. They held talks with their counterparts here in Somalia. And there was some progress made towards the inclusion of Ethiopian forces into the new African Union mission. That is a good gesture that can help and promote a good gesture of relations between the two countries. We welcome that, and we are very happy that finally we agreed. We reached that level to make sure that the past is not hampering our future. So that was one of the steps that I can say was a very welcoming step that will help to boost the relations between the two countries and the Ethiopians to continue their support and sacrifice. And we really appreciate the sacrifice that they put in Somalia for the last 10 years when they were part of this African Union mission. And also there were also some other arrangements where normal Ethiopian forces who are not part of the African Union mission were also helping in areas that we really needed their security support. So I think the doors are now open for both countries to be very sincere to each other.
So you call it a welcome move. Still on relations between Somalia and Ethiopia, Somalia had threatened to force Ethiopia to remove some 10,000 experienced troops from the shared border in the country's southwest, among the worst impacted areas by Al-Shabaab. What's the situation now? Has your country relented on its threat? What's the situation on the ground now with that?
What I can tell you now is that the recent visit of the Ethiopian Minister of Defense has made some progress in terms of the security cooperation with the two countries. We are now at the stage of the number of forces of the Ethiopians who will be part of this new AU mission. And the two countries are still open to discuss the other issues, like the one you have mentioned now of the non-African Union mission arrangement forces from Ethiopia, how they can operate in Somalia. So the talks are still going on, and we will make it public once all the things are in place and are agreed.
Okay. Nagash, let me come to you. What do you want to add to that in terms of Ethiopia's position on its troops remaining or leaving, or discussions still going on?
Basically, the Ankara agreement or declaration has opened a new chapter. At least the propagandas have been diffused since then. As we have mentioned several times, the two countries' officials are now discussing and visiting even one another's capital. So they need to discuss further. I think last year, things were very different than today. And we all were, talking about the maybe the conflict or a war between the two countries. But now things are changing, but it still needs further discussion. The details are many, and things need to be sorted out by the two sides. So it's a good beginning. Whether Ethiopia will deploy extra troops than the African Union, or whether Somalia allows Ethiopian troops to maybe extend their mission there in Somalia. This is something that the two governments need to sort it out and to come together to agree on some issues.
Mm. Talking about dealing especially with security issues, Ethiopian Defense Minister Aisha Mohamed led a high-level visit to Somalia, meeting President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud, and delivered a message from Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Nagash, what more can you tell us about the message?
Well, it was a positive message, as I have said, and they are at least officially trying to just begin a new positive and maybe encouraging kind of relationship between the two countries. And no one will benefit from conflicts and maybe with some kind of things that we have seen during the last year. So it's very important for both sides to come together, as I have said several times, and the two officials, I mean, Mogadishu and Addis Ababa, now they are, I think, in the right track, but they need also to do much more to strengthen what they have just tried, to do.
Right. Mr. Aways, touching on Al-Shabaab, because as we said earlier, collaborating, you know, with neighbors to fight against this insurgency is very key. Al-Shabaab has been waging a bloody insurgency against Somalia's arguably fragile federal government for more than 17 years and has carried out numerous bombings in Mogadishu and elsewhere in the country. How hopeful are you that, based on the stage we are now, that this threat will end sooner rather than later?
I think that there is a good hope when it comes to fighting Al-Shabaab. I can give you lively examples, like when President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud came into power in 15 May 2022, he made it clear that his first priority will be fighting Al-Shabaab, and he really did it. And in many areas, like 82 towns of Somalia that used to be held by Al-Shabaab were liberated by the Somali National Forces in collaboration of the local forces and also with the neighboring countries who are also helping the Somali National Forces. So that trend is showing you how far we went, how far we actually achieved in fighting Al-Shabaab. And also another example is that in major cities, Al-Shabaab used to carry attacks like twice or three times in a month. Those have also been reduced. And we really appreciate that the collaboration between our forces and the friendly countries have really yielded fruits that will be very helpful to end that menace from the region and also to contribute more stability and peace in the region. So we hope that with the new mission, with having good relations with the neighboring countries and also having their cooperation being on our side, that will also put more pressure on Al-Shabaab and making sure that their days are counted the way things are going on now.
The elephant in the room, one would argue, is Egypt, right? Egypt's Al-Sisi is closely following the deal reached between your country and Ethiopia, you know, for obvious reasons due to interests in the Horn of Africa. We know that Egypt has also announced plans to deploy troops to Somalia at some point. What do you make of this whole relationship among the three countries?
Always countries have interests and based on different aspects or objectives that they have in their minds or maybe in their agendas. Egypt and Ethiopia have had a very long relationship with Somalia, more closely to us, Ethiopia, which is not only a neighbor, but brothers and sisters, and also next to each other, the next door. Egyptians were also very close to Somalia since the struggle of the independence in the 1950s. So they were very close to Somalia. What we are intending now is to make sure that we achieve our security aspirations of making sure that we have stability in Somalia and welcoming any country that contribute to us to make sure that we end that menace and we focus on the progress and the stability of this region. We will never allow Somalia to be a battlefront of two different countries fighting for their own interests.
Optimism and being positive, I sense that from the both of you. And, well, that is good to know. Daoud Awais, Somalia's Minister for Information. Also, Negash Mohammed, Senior Editor from DW's Amharic Department. Thank you very much to both of you for your contribution.
Get the stories that are shaping the continent here on Africa Link.
Now, while there seems to be optimism, the success of the deal brokered by Turkey will depend on sustained commitments to dialogue between Ethiopia and Somalia. The ability of all parties to address underlying issues of sovereignty, security, and economic interests will be essential. So what do you think? Share your thoughts with us on our Facebook page, DW Africa. Listen to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget to click follow so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugabe. And I am Eddie Micah Jr. Thanks for listening.
DW. Made for Minds.